Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope.
You might be mocking me or you might be staunchly agreeing with me. I can't tell.
I'm mocking you.
And the Bulldog.
What is Fozzie Bear's role in this production?
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I know. Isn't it a little bit too hot for golf today? 86? Is that really where you want it? It's not exactly perfect conditions for golf. I bring this up with Ian Harditz on the line. We've talked to Ian many times, and some of those times he's just ready to tee off when we talk to him.
Yeah.
More ways than one.
I wouldn't want to be playing right now, but 7 this morning until about 10:30, it was just beautiful outside.
Ian, are you on the golf course? Are you fresh off? Are you headed there? What's the situation?
I had 9 in yesterday. I actually got Mrs. Harditz to join me and sit in the cart trying to not look too bored. So that was a fun time. But I'm with you. Over 85 is pretty rough out there, man. But you know what? Last 2 months, every time I got out there, it's been so windy and rainy that I'm not going to complain too much.
How well do you play? Bulldog's good.
Oh, I am very, very bad. I mean, if I can break 100, I'm doing pretty good at myself. I'm just trying to worry about the next shot and hopefully get the ball in the air. I'm just, again, avoiding the 5-6, flubs where the ball goes 5 yards. I feel like I had a pretty good round.
I feel like I didn't see you at the Memorial last weekend, so
no,
I guess this lines up. Right in your backyard, though.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was there on a Friday. It was just so freaking rainy. It was pretty funny, though. I felt bad for, all the women obviously want to go look nice at the golf tournament. They got their new dresses and fancy shoes, and just everyone was in the mud with ponchos. But it ended up being a pretty good time.
Right.
Anyway.
I've heard stories about people who have their significant others ride along. Was this at your suggestion? Was this her idea? Was this just a way to make sure you could spend some time together in your busy lives? How did this come to be?
I think I'd just been escaping away the golf course so much. She either wanted to verify I have been back in golfing this afternoon. It was a nice day, and she had the day off of work. So we decided to make it happen. So a couple of my buddies brought their girls a time or two. So she wasn't about to let that one get away from me.
All right. Ian Harditz, Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life, Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR. Let's just start off with getting a couple or at least one more general observation from you, Ian, about this year in the streets so far. Last year, as we've talked about, and kind of everybody knows it, either through good or bad experiences, the running back, apocalypse or whatever, just like all the older running backs a lot of us tried to avoid ended up having huge years. And I don't know, this year, to my eyes, there hasn't been too much of a reaction to that. I mean, Barkley goes early, Derrick Henry early second, but I don't know, I wanted it to be more. Ian, I wanted to see drafters spend more capital on older running backs like Kamara and Connor, other guys who 6-7 round picks, did great. I haven't really seen it. Are you seeing it, and does it surprise you either way?
I mean, McCaffrey is now available basically at the end of round one for the first time, you know, what, 6 or 7 years or something like that. So he's kind of being impacted a little bit, but that's honestly probably more due to the injury than anything overly about the age. I'm with you. I think it's usually priced in. I mean, and honestly, it's similar to something with some of the wide receivers, you know, the Stephon Diggs of the world who are still available pretty cheap as well. So, you know, with Derrick Henry, again, someone we're going round two and on a half PPR site, you know, I'm pretty much fine eating that up because, again, just – other than a bad injury happening, don't worry, I'm knocking on wood. Like, I just don't know how this guy is going to bust in that Ravens offense. Similar sentiment, of course, with Saquon and Philly. So, Alvin Kamara, even like Joe Mixon, I mean, for these guys to be available in round five plus, I just feel like people are still kind of just saying, all right, you know, 2024, a little bit of a weird year, and they're just going right back to the zero RB, you know, hive and street. So, I've been, you know, pretty happy getting Kamara where he is because, again, it's one of these situations where really stands out as a player where, yeah, you're drafting him right now, RB20, when in reality, he's just lost back-to-back top five seasons per game, and I'm pretty sure once you get to week one, he's going to be right back there at the top. So I will say, man, you know, we're getting news right now, J.K. Dobbins heading to Denver to visit. I just wonder, you know, Saints, obviously, Kamara, you know, they've got the contract, maybe they sit tight, but week 7, week 8 comes along, team's not looking that good. Maybe Sean Payton's a little bit underwhelmed with R.J. Harvey. Mm. Like, where would Kamara be going if he actually had him as the RB1 in Denver, man? Because I know it wouldn't be outside the top 60 picks like he is right now.
Mm. Do you think running back has, like, reestablished its value? This is not so much in a fantasy context, but, like, just as a position of value after the big guys got paid. Well, to an extent, Henry really didn't get a monster contract last year, but he got one now off of the season he had. Barkley got a big contract and then an even bigger one here. Jacobs got a big one last year. But I don't know, this offseason, other than Henry and Barkley getting padded, I don't know that – did we have big running back contracts? Like, did last year amount to, like, a flag being planted as, like, it's turning back where running back value by teams is going to be more appreciated?
The way I'm looking at it is I think it was a good indicator that if you already have the infrastructure, you have a quarterback, you have an offensive line, decent scheme, like, the running back can be that cherry on top of your sundae. You just don't want to exactly, you know, put the cherry in an empty bowl and try to, you know, build up that way. So, again, one of these things where Jacobs, Henry, Saquon, I mean, none of them had good advanced numbers in 2023. That's why a lot of people were concerned about what they were going to do with their new teams. But, yeah, it turns out going from the Raiders to the Packers and the Titans to the Ravens and the Giants to the Eagles, you know, that's that offensive environment certainly played a big role in those guys bouncing back in a major way. So, you know, again, kind of seen this in Buffalo right now with James Cook certainly being unhappy about not getting his extra extension in. I don't know if the Bills even necessarily need to go out of their way to do that with, you know, the way the NFL has made players holding out not overly in their favor in recent years. But overall, you know, a heck of a year for the position. And, hey, man, when they can stay healthy, certainly, you know, top of the top can still do some big things.
With Ian Harditz, let's talk about Cook. I don't know if you're interested in what we think. I mean, I think he's said enough. He's been public enough with his wanting a bigger deal. I mean, he's right there. Henry got his deal, and there's James Cook with the eyeballs, like, immediately. He's taking every opportunity. I don't know. You don't do that and then show up for minicamp, right? Like, you have to go past. You have to go to training camp.
You have to miss something mandatory.
Summer.
Right.
Yeah, you have to miss something mandatory. But he really does not have very much leverage, Ian, especially some of the points you made about the positional value and everything. He's got a contract for this year. It's 5.3 or 4. And, you know, the touchdowns last year, 18 total touchdowns. He's clearly trying to cash in on that, kind of like McLaurin, who had a big touchdown spike for Washington. And I feel like what will probably happen is the Bills will give him a 2 or 3 year deal somewhere in the middle. That's kind of what usually happens. So all I'm saying is I'm not expecting, you know, a catastrophe when it comes to Cook. I feel like he'll be here.
And, again, we've seen this. I think it was actually Saquon's last year with the Giants. Like, they kind of yielded, okay, here's some extra contract incentives that you can go out there and try to get. So I'm with you where they'll probably get something done. Because, I mean, hey, last time we saw him, he looked like one of the best players on the field in that AFC championship. Certainly is their best option at the position. But, you know, I believe we're still at the point where Brandon Bean has never given, you know, a running back they drafted that second deal. Now it's pretty much only been Singletary and Cook, so not the largest sample in the world. But, you know, I go back to, I believe, that Jets game where Cook was out, really annoying.
Yep.
Football, still not mad about losing that fantasy matchup or anything. But with Cook, again, like for Ray Davis to step in and do what he did, Ty Johnson, you know, I think one of the more underrated third down backs in the league, actually just finished first in terms of yards per touch last season. I mean, just truthfully, guys, like, do you think that the Bills' win total would change at all this year if James Cook decided that he was taking the season off? And again, I would probably say no. I don't think it would. I don't think the point spreads would change hardly at all if you take him out of the picture. Again, he's the best option, but just how reliant the position is on everyone else on the offense, I think that's probably where the Bills are thinking. Can't necessarily blame them, even with, again, Cook certainly, you know, being a very good professional running back.
Yeah, my ideal scenario here is, I'm all right. I won't be mad if they sign him to, you know, certainly not $15 million, but something in the 10 range. And keep the peace, right? Because they are in a Super Bowl window, the other players are paying attention, and all that stuff, right? Like, I want everyone to be happy, but my ideal scenario is he comes in because he doesn't have any leverage and plays out the year, and they let him go get $15 million somewhere else if someone wants to give it to him, and then I draft a new guy.
Yeah, I mean, again, to see what Ray and Ty have done behind them, I mean, he used to say that they couldn't use a day two pick next year and still get someone pretty darn good. So, again, nothing against Cook, but I do think it's something that's a position where, you know, we have a very good running back. Certainly wouldn't exactly put him up in that Saquon, Derrick Henry, you know, top of the top tier. And if you aren't getting a true difference maker, that's where, you know, it would be a little bit tough. Because, again, so last year, I mean, those 18 touchdowns, I know several of them were of the long variety. I mean, he is a home run hitter out there. But I was just surprised not to see a little bit more in the receiving department. I mean, how many freaking touchdowns has this dude dropped over the last couple seasons? The thing is, like, a lot of them are on those wheel routes downfield. And guess what? Not many running backs are good enough to get those targets and get that open to drop the ball in the first place. But, you know, if you would have told me, like, okay, James Cook is going to have this, you know, really good 2024 season, I would have assumed it was because he took a step forward as a receiver and just really took over the backfield. But he had 42 fewer touches in 2024 than he did in 2023. So good on the Bills, obviously scoring. You know, Bills have scored the most points in the league over the last 5 years. I'm not trying to say that they need to change anything they're doing, but really was just, you know, a wonky year, and surprising to see Cook actually, you know, perform better on a lesser workload.
Right. You mentioned that AFC Championship. I think of the, was it fourth down Bulldog, the touchdown he scores where he gets stopped and spins and gets in the end zone in that
one
game?
One hand propels himself, keeps himself off the ground. Mm-hmm. Ian, if they'd made the Super Bowl, there'd be a statue of that outside the new stadium.
Yeah, and won it. But, like, that game overall for Cook, 16 touches, 134 yards, 2 touchdowns, 33 snaps. He doesn't play half the snaps. And I don't love him. I don't even want to draft him in the fourth round this year. I don't know why. I don't know what my problem is. But just like the touchdown regression, it's not the holdout or the chance of a holdout. But like Breece Hall goes in the same range. I could get beat on that one. Because it's you're turning down quite a lot, aren't you? when you turn down that kind of production on less than half the snaps, maybe that goes up and all this other stuff goes up too in the fourth round.
He's almost like, I mean, it's a similar profile. I know they're completely different real life, you know, archetypes and talents, but he's almost like David Montgomery, just the way that he's so touchdown dependent, not giving you much in the pass game. But hey, at the end of the day, you still have a guy who's probably going to, again, lead the team in carries, and you're expecting a lot of touchdowns because the Bills certainly are going to be in that position plenty. But yeah, I'm with you. I'm not going out of my way for James Cook, because I think once you actually start looking at the volume, why not wait a couple rounds to get someone like Joe Mixon or Alvin Kamara?
Is that Lily chiming in on Cook back there?
That is Deborah. She goes by Bruh, our miniature dachshund. So apologies. they get mad and I lock him out of the office. But, you know, can't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, this is compelling stuff. You can't blame a dog for wanting to join in on some of this.
Bruh is great. Ian, what do you think about the pass catchers here? We've spent some time, Wow, that's modest.
Every day.
Yeah, almost every minute. You know, going over it, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman. Let's start with Kincaid. Where are you on him off of last year? There's a lot of injury talk to explain it away. Are you buying that?
I have a tough time with it. He's fine, but honestly, with Dawson Knox obviously commanding, you know, still as many snaps as he does, the things he does as a blocker, I mean, Kincaid needs to be exceptional in order for him to be this top 10 fantasy talent, because he's just not really getting as much work. Now, you see some of the underlying stuff. He was actually still last year, I think, second in targets per out run, which is one of the more, you know, good advanced metrics we have to try to find breakout performers. So, yeah, maybe a little bit better health, you know, goes a long way. Certainly don't want to hold, you know, a very unfortunate drop or two against him too much. But I just think, again, in this offense in the last couple of years without, or just last year, I guess, without Stephon Diggs, really do seem content to just spread the ball around. And without Kincaid even having the full-time role, I haven't been going too far out of my way for the guy. You know, he's mid-tier, tight end two, going next to Jake Ferguson, Dallas Goedert. I'm not against mixing in some Kincaid, but not someone I'm exactly expecting to go for, you know, 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns. And I would say the same thing about Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts. You know, I actually thought about bringing his name up to you, and then I decided not to. I do use your – when was it? Maybe ADP chasing recently. I do use your Kyle Pitts rookie season line about he had one touchdown. It was in London against a Jets defensive lineman. Do I have it?
No.
Right?
Well, guess what? He's actually, I found this out today. Kyle Pitts scored one touchdown.
I saw this.
Second year he had two. Third year he had three. Last year he had four. So I'm telling you guys, by, you know, 2038 or something like that, we could really do
it. We could get paid off finally. Hold on to those dynasty shares. Do you have a favorite receiver here? So last year, I'd go on stuff and Buffalo, right? So who's your favorite receiver? And I just had a terrible time with it. I think I probably invoked every name at least once, including Valdez-Scantling. Like, oh, they guaranteed him some money. So
I remember you coming in here after a day where you did that on a show in the morning, and you just, like, one of the first things we talked about was like, I actually said that on a show.
Yeah. I mentioned it was with FFPC, Terpoli, and I mentioned Claypool. He's like, cut him off. Cut his mic. I don't know. I just didn't really like anybody else, and I'm kind of still there. Shakir is a pretty safe bet. I mean, he kind of is giving you the same year every time, and that's worth something. But is Elijah Moore maybe interesting to you even?
You know, Elijah's one of those guys where when I was just kind of going back on the Monday after a Sunday and watching all 22, trying to see what's going on with the passing games. I mean, you would see him still, you know, get some of these crispy routes going, just complete zero after the catch. You know, I don't even know if he was credited with breaking a tackle last season with Cleveland. Has had the triple-digit targets. Did a little bit more when we had, you know, Jamison Flacco under center, but I just struggle to get too excited about the guy. The MBS note is hilarious, and just by the way, isn't it weird how this dude starts his career with Aaron Rodgers, gets to play with Patrick Mahomes, then goes to Buffalo with Josh Allen, but then lo and behold, it's Derek Carr and the Saints who finally get the most out of Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So that was pretty funny to me, but if I had to put a chip on anyone ahead of this year, I would probably still have to lean with Keon Coleman. I just think that when you look at what he can be, no, I don't think he's going to be Stephon Diggs 2.0, but could he be like a better version of Gabe Davis? That's more what I'm thinking here. I mean, the yak ability was actually freaking awesome. Looking at next-gen stats, had him as number one in terms of getting, you know, yak over-expected. Only other wide receivers to rank first in that since, like, 2018. Debo, A.J. Brown, you know, Jalen Waddle, just one real stud after another. So when you combine that with, of course, his contested catch ability, Josh's willingness to just toss it up to him in double coverage, I do think he has, you know, those multiple potentially elite traits that has me invested in. But, you know, this time last year, I think I was talking to you guys, hyping up my dude Curtis Samuel.
So yep.
Maybe injury guys help him out a little bit. But, you know, hey, at least you guys do have a 5 or 6 deep. LaVisca Chenault's there, too. That one always gets me.
That's right. MVS in Seattle now, too. He's the opposite of, like, a DJ Moore or a Allen Robinson or somebody who always got the quarterback excuse. This guy's gotten like a list of Hall of Famers and, you know, just hasn't really gone that well.
It is, man. I was actually thinking through the Seattle. It kind of makes sense there because they have Kubiak coming from the Saints. And when Derek Carr was shredding the Cowboys and Panthers early on, I mean, it was those play action deep shots that Rashid Shaheed and Olave were just feasting on. Now you look at Seattle, Sam Darnold, his best part of his game is being able to, again, play action, clean pocket, and, you know, launch it downfield. I don't think Jackson Smith and Jigba or Cooper Kupp are going to be the guys, you know. Look at us, man. Now I'm hyping up MBS in the year 2025.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Against the Buckeye.
Yeah.
Running him up against JSN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, that's fine.
I feel like we kind of almost put you up to that to some extent. Yeah. I don't know, just, maybe just a little bit. Yeah.
We wanted to talk. If we wanted to talk Ohio State wide receivers the whole time with Ian, I mean, we could do it. Is it? Would you say that the best is yet to come, Smith?
Jeremiah is so special, man. It's ridiculous what that dude can do. Just one-handed catch every other week, seemingly. You know, just hearing the way too that the just ultimate, like, you know, Abuka and some of these other guys were already talking about him just going into last season was, you know, just ridiculous hype. So, yeah, I do think Jeremiah Smith will be the best guy. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't want to, you know, hurt myself patting myself on the back, but I remember talking to you guys last year and actually saying that the hype for Marvin Harrison Jr. was a little bit too much, and I didn't think the difference between him and Neighbors was exactly what was being presented to be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, certainly don't ask me about every fantasy take I've had over the years, but I will say at least in year one, you know, Marv certainly you know, didn't make the most out of the opportunities.
How about Abuka in Tampa? That was an interesting pick.
Yeah, so with Abuka, man, he's good at everything. He just doesn't have that one elite skill, which is fine. I just struggle to think if Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are going to be healthy, where exactly all this volume is going to be for Emeka. I mean, it's a weird situation where he's Ohio State's career reception leader, even though he was never actually the number one wide receiver on any given team. So, yeah, you know, you play with Olave, Garrett Wilson, JSN, Marvin Jeremiah, that sort of stuff is going to happen. Not exactly, you know, the worst thing, you know, for Abuka not being number one with those guys. But, again, just an offense where we have so many mouths to feed. Also, you know, if Liam Cohen and Ben Johnson are just these complete wunderkind, amazing scheme innovators, which, hey, they certainly have looked like that, maybe we should be, you know, downgrading the Lions and Tampa Bay a little bit more for losing them in the first place. So
yeah.
With Emeka, again, good real-life fit, I'm sure, you know, certainly makes Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense better. But in fantasy, you know, we need that ball thrown his way to get any points, and I'm just not confident we're going to see more than 60, 70 targets this year.
Ian, before we let you go, do you have a quick thought on the Chiefs and whether there's a big offensive year bounce back for Mahomes and the pass catchers there with Rashee Rice back, Worthy going into year two? Forgive me who I'm leaving out. Hollywood Brown is back. You know, Kelsey's another year older. That's got to start to get scary at some point. But I'm wondering if you think that there's a like a vintage Mahomes year in there.
I don't know if we'll get back to, you know, the 50 touchdown 2018 heights or anything like that, but I do think that there's a chance that we at least see not one of the least explosive offenses in the league again. I mean, they really were just death by 1,000 paper cuts last season, and hey, still got them within 60 minutes of winning the third straight Super Bowl. So it's one of those things where not going to complain too much, but I do think we see them at least, you know, get back to being a top 10 passing offense. Is that fair? Because, I mean, I know I was certainly riding high on the bounce back potential going into last year, and it was in large part because, you know, getting that year two Rashee Rice, drafting Worthy, and then adding Hollywood Brown, who, when he has stayed healthy, has been a really good receiver. But we never even got to see that pairing last year with Hollywood going down before the season, Rashee Rice suddenly fired thanks to Mahomes in week 4. and then Worthy, you know, really not coming on strong until the end of the year anyway. So I do think we'll see, you know, a bounce back of sorts. But, man, if there is ever a team that could have looked at someone like a Travion Henderson or tried to find, you know, some sort of explosive running back, thought it would have been the Chiefs because Andy Reid just so good over the years of getting the most out of his RBs in the pass game. And just, again, they don't have anyone right now that really scares me. They don't have that, you know, versatile chess piece that, honestly, Buffalo seems to have several of. So, yeah, you know, one of these situations where still you got Mahomes, you got Reid, they're going to be a tough out for anyone. Still kind of wish that we had just a bit more help, you know, on the outside and that running back in particular.
The Bills are a bunch of rooks or knights. Knights maybe is better in terms of in chess parlance. Ian, thank you as always. And lastly, as a member of the extended family of the ship chasing team, how dare anyone think you would not spell Cordero Patterson's name correctly on the randomizer the other day? I mean, I had full confidence and I was not disappointed.
Insulting, man. Absolutely insulting. So there's I remember when it was like 20, another Marquez Ball Scaling, you know, reference, but it was the first year him and Equanimeous St. Brown were in the league, like entering the league in the same year. And I remember like week 14 was the first time I spelled both their names right without needing to go to Google. What a moment that was.
I love that you still cherish it. Thank you, Ian, as always. Enjoy your summer.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
Ian Harditz, Matthew Berry's Fantasy Life. James Cook, what happens? 803-0550. Talk some Stanley Cup Finals as well. Paul Hamilton will join us at 6. Lines open now. We started talking about the stadium again and the sort of tricky nature of trying to plan ahead for the end when you don't know exactly when that'll be. I mean, a bad season's easy. January 4th. But we're not counting on that. Lines are open if you want to share your thoughts with us. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.